So we just got into a great crop circle, and I'm at Lucy Pringle, which I'm very pleased of. Can you tell me a little bit about this circle?
Well, I can't really, because I only saw it for the first thing on Crop Circle Connector last night. But what it does appear to be is two squares are laid on top of each other at an angle with a type of circular raised center. It's impossible to see when you're actually standing in it, because it is so immense. The scale is so absolutely vast that unless I'd seen it from the air, I would have no concept of what it actually was. And this is where aerial photography is so important. It's equally important to be one of the first in, because you and I can have a look at it. And a new circle has this extraordinary springiness to it, rather like a really good first-class carpet with its underlay, and, you know, we're walking along. So it's hard. I can't really tell you any more about it, because it is so new, and I haven't had time to examine it properly.
Yeah. Well, so on a first glance, how do you think that the crop is laid? Is it?
Well, it's interesting the way it's laid, because in certain places it's going anti-clockwise, and in other directions it's going anti-clockwise. So it's an alternating energy, if you like. And as I always say to everybody who comes in, try and walk with the flow of the crop, because many's the time that I've really felt totally nauseated, and I've looked down and I've seen that I'm actually walking against the flow of the crop, i.e. walking against the flow of the energy. But this season's been an extraordinary season. Many of the formations we've had have been located very close to ancient sites, like the Yarnbury, which was Iron Age Hill Fort. Then we've had the one at Wellow, which was close to a long barrow, and all miles away. I mean, we've had to travel great distances to see them, but they all seem to have been very strategically placed, with some reason behind it. And one says to oneself that it's now pretty well known how the force is actually forms, you know, the physics behind the actual creation. But one has to say, who or what presses the button behind that? What intelligence or what consciousness is there? But I'm just passionate about my research, which is looking into the effects of electromagnetic fields on living systems, and I just getting more and more and more reports. Some are obviously detrimental, others are so positive. And there was a wonderful one I had in the Windmill Hill when I was taking a group round last Wednesday, and somebody, a girl there who was in her late 30s, early 40s, had osteoarthritis, and she couldn't bend her fingers more than just so far, and after being in that one, she could bend them straight into her palms.
That's very interesting you say that, because we experienced that entering crop circles. We just arrived 2 days ago, that some of them were very powerful.
Yes.
And I mean, you could feel it. Of course, it's very subjective. Do you think that this is due to electromagnetism?
Well, I think it's due to the residual electromagnetic force. An electromagnetic force is a movable force, but on top of that, we're dealing with a whole lot of other things. We're dealing with the energy lines that run through, and we know that 98.3%, I think it is, are over aquifers. So we're dealing with an awful lot of power that already exists in the landscape, and then we have the additional power of the formation with its frequencies, which are derived from the geometry, which often is linked to the music, and so you're getting frequencies. So you have a whole package, a really complex package of all manner of things that are happening all at the same time.
What's the most exciting crop circle so far in this season for you?
Ah, now let me think about that. That's always a tricky question.
I know.
I can tell you my favourite one was the one I did at Mir, and I never went into that. That was fantastic. Goodness me, I don't know. I always love it when somebody has these healing events. Many people have reported rheumatism being alleviated, arthritis, but it's only on a temporary. I have to say, it's only temporary. So this was the first time I've actually witnessed a physical event. So that has to be a special formation for me, because I'm so passionate about trying to find ways in which maybe the crop circles in their very, certainly so far as I'm concerned, in a very humble, small way, could find advances to medicine.
Fascinating. So that was the one at Windmill Hill?
Windmill Hill.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, there we are.